Order, order.
After giving the Public Health and Disability Amendment Bill a third and final reading, passing it on the voices without need for a further vote, the House turned to the Rugby World Cup 2011 Empowering Bill. In the name of the Rugby World Cup Minister, Murray McCulley, the honour of launching the bill's second reading went to his colleague, Wayne Mapp.
The Rugby World Cup 2011 Empowering Bill will give the mechanism to ensure that all necessary approvals for Rugby World Cup activities and facilities are considered and determined expeditiously.
At this point, Wayne Mapp noted that Eden Park had been prepared a year before the event.
I think that is a great testament to an indication of the success of the tournament next year. Mr. Speaker, the bill provides that unforeseen emergencies can be dealt with that might affect New Zealand's ability to host the tournament next year, and it is further evidence that the government, and I believe supported by Her Majesty's loyal opposition, continues to deliver its commitment to maximising the benefits and opportunities that our country's staging of the Rugby World Cup will present to our country. Mr. Speaker, I commend this bill to the House.
Wayne Mapp was being over-optimistic, according to the first opposition speaker, Labour's Rugby World Cup spokesman, Trevor Mallard.
I think if the Minister had been at all well briefed, he would know that the opposition is not supporting this legislation.
Labour's opposition did not, of course, extend to the event itself.
We're certainly supporting the government to make this Rugby World Cup the best Rugby World Cup that we can have, but there's an outstanding issue that goes to the emergency powers that the Minister or the Government is taking unto the Minister, which in our opinion is undemocratic and is wrong, and I will get into more detail on that. And unless there is an undertaking to reverse that, this bill, parts of it will be supported, but the second reading will be opposed.
Trevor Mallard, whose Labour colleagues were joined by the Greens, their combined 51 votes easily swamped by the 69 on the government side, which included Nationals MP for Auckland Central, Nikki Kaye.
The opposition have stated that they agree with the government that the hosting requirements of an event of this scale present significant challenges. In principle, they also agree that the bill will provide temporary legislation to enable timely granting of consents. So what we're left with is a contention around two issues.
The first was the bill's provisions for gambling.
Now, this is a situation where we have this side of the House agreeing on the gambling provisions. We have all of the other side of the House, except for one member, Trevor Mallard. He is the true lone ranger of this House, because Trevor Mallard has said that he disagrees, and there are splits within Labour on this issue, with the gambling provisions. So what we said is, look, the reality is with these cruise ships, they are effectively floating hotels. We are not going to allow them to be exempt from the gambling provisions because they are floating hotels and they will have to be subject to New Zealand law. We think that's the right decision. The majority of Labour members do, except for Trevor Mallard.
Nikki Kaye said the second issue concerned urgent consents.
And let me be very clear. Firstly, it is hoped, it is really hoped, that we never ever need to use these provisions within Part 4. Secondly, let me be also very clear, this is not some unfettered secret process that has been made out by the opposition. This is about contingency planning and risk management for what will be the largest sporting event in New Zealand's history. So let's be very clear also what the specific process is. Before granting the approval, the Minister must consult with the Minister of Economic Development and also with the Minister with relevant portfolio responsibility. We believe that this is necessary.
Wayne Mapp, or at least his wife, came up in the first reading debate on the Ngāti Manawa and Ngāti Whare claim settlement bill. In this contribution from Labour's Parakura Horomia.
At the end of the day, I'm glad that there have been people like this great barrister, Denise Hennery, who understands all this stuff, who really works hard to protect her people. And how she end off with a barking British person, I don't know. I don't know, Mr. Speaker. But I'm very thankful that there have been barristers like Denise Hennery who've tried hard for Mark Ngāti Manawa like the Labour Party has.
Labor's Murray Affairs spokesman, Parakura Horomia. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.